we'll open it up to questions.
Johnny Idiot Face over there is never going to bring you a title.
This guy sucks.
Cliff Kingsbury gets me hot and bothered, and I love it. There, I said it. That was from a man.
I'm a 4-3 wide receiver. Why should I play at Michigan?
You are?
That was a clunk. There's not much I can do about that.
You can't be serious.
Well, I had to do a little research just to make sure I knew what I was looking at here because I pay zero attention to hockey at all. But apparently, TV station in Nashville was celebrating the Predators beat the Blues to get to the Western Conference Finals, in the Stanley Cup playoffs, because I've been keenly watching the entire series. But a Nashville TV station was showing like the arena afterwards, with fans walking out and celebrating. And the lower third, the text at the bottom of the screen says, "Preds head to Stanley Cup Finals." They skipped a step there. And if that's not a jinx, I mean, if the Predators, I know nothing about who they're going to play or if they're the favorite or whatever.
Their first time in the conference finals since they came into existence in 1998.
But if they lose, if they do not make the Stanley Cup Finals, this TV station should get all the hate mail in the world because you cannot put that out into the universe. That is a jinx. It's like talking about a no-hitter before it happens.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot do that. It's a cardinal sin.
This, not sports-related, but still pretty funny, and it was on Deadspin. There is an elementary school in Austin, Texas that is getting its name changed from Robert E. Lee Elementary School. Some pretty obvious reasons for why you might want to go with a name change there. Uh-huh. But they took recommendations from the public.
Sounds like Andrew.
Which is
you may just make it Andrew Jackson.
Which is
now.
Always
seems like that's the way of the world.
It's always great when the public gets to vote, and some of these recommendations are interesting. The leading vote getter with 45 was Donald Trump Elementary School. That's the leading vote getter. But here are some of the other ones.
Well, see, I said
submitted.
Andrew Jackson Elementary. Yeah. We're on the same wavelength.
We have Bleeding Heart Liberal Elementary. We have the Adolf Hitler School for Friendship and Tolerance. That got 8 nominations. Bruce Lee Elementary, Drew Brees Elementary, Dwayne Johnson, Flava Flav.
Ooh, yeah.
And 2 nominations for Kanye West Elementary
hey,
School.
Hey, all right.
So I know where your vote's going on that. Oh, we also at the bottom have Schooly McSchooly Face Elementary.
I was just going to say Bodie McBoatface was the one online suggestion, right, for that boat?
Right.
So Bodie McBoatface Elementary.
Yep.
But Schooly McSchoolface takes care of that. You know, the internet can be really good sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
It can be very, very bad. It can also be very good. This is one of those times it's good.
You brought up Donald Trump. There was a great hashtag over the weekend because of the Kentucky Derby of Trump racehorse names. In my opinion, I've never laughed so hard at a hashtag.
I did not see that. I want to look at that.
Very good. I just suggest looking it up. And speaking of the Kentucky Derby, there's a bet called for this Kentucky Derby called the Superfecta, is which you put a bet on who do you think is going to be the top 4 finishers in the Kentucky Derby. Well, a guy named Holden put down $1, and he picked Always Dreaming, mm-hmm. Looking at Lee, Battle of Midway, and Classic Empire to be the top 4.
What's that pay?
$75,000.
Wow.
For $1, he got $75,000?
Because the horses I got second and third had 33 and 40-1 odds.
Can you bet on who finishes last? Like, that's what I want to do. I want to bet on the
I
last
I believe it was Thunder
four.
Snow. Thunder Snow was the one that finished last.
I want to bet on the last 4. So I got a text from a friend of mine that was like, did you bet the Kentucky Derby? I was like, man, I forgot the Kentucky Derby was happening. It's not really my thing, but
if you would have known if you would have been on Friday's show.
Well, this is exactly what I would do if I were like actually at the Kentucky Derby, which would be cool to go to. But I would just like take $1 and put it on like 5 different random things. So I feel like that could be me. That would be my strategy as well. $75,000.
Fifth straight year, the odds-on favorite won.
Yeah, I know that has gotten pretty boring. Actually, last year I attended a Kentucky Derby party. I was in K-State baseball. I missed the Derby this time around.
John Cena and Lil Jon were a couple other guys who had their names submitted for that elementary school.
Well,
but you're going with Kanye West Elementary in Austin, Texas.
No. Schooly McSchoolface.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, just give me Schooly McSchoolface. Put me down for that. The Royals are next.
Hopefully for